next group of people we are going to pray for is a group that is near and dear to your heart as a deacon in New Birth Church. We are going to be praying now, my brother, for men. For men all over the world. You know, the attack of the enemy is always after the men.
Hallelujah.
Because the devil knows that if he can strangle the head, he can choke the life from the rest of the body. But I want you to know that we declare war against the forces of darkness.
Yes, God.
And that our men will not be snuffed out by the power of darkness.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me ask you something, team. How many of you here have men in your family who you are interceding for today?
Hallelujah, God.
Let me ask you something on the internet. How many of you have men in your families that you are interceding for? If you have men in your family, young men, older men, middle-aged men, who you are believing that the Lord's going to grab that man's life and carry him into kingship, I want you to put your hands on the chat right now. And I want you to type the name of that man. How many of y'all believe that every man we pray for today is going to receive the power of the Lord to make his walk good? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to type the name of every man that you're praying for, every man that you're believing for. Type it in the chat. And I want you to use this email address, rsailor@newbirth.org. rsailor@newbirth.org. Family, you know that that's the email address of this particular ministry team. And I want you to use that email address to send us the name of you, if you are a man, or if you're connected to a man. It may be your husband. It may be your brother-in-law. It may be your baby brother. It may be your son-in-law.
Come on now.
It may be your uncle. It may be your nephew. If it's a man who's connected to you, I want you to send me an email to rsailor@newbirth.org. And let me tell you what we are going to do. We're going to take that name and the photograph. You got to send us the picture because we're going to be praying. Names are going to go on the wall right
now. God.
But even after this camera is turned off, every person that sends us that email, we're going to be praying for them. And on January the 24th, just 2 short weeks from now, Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryant and this entire team of ministry is going to be praying over all of those men in a live global worship service called the Locker Room. January 24th. I don't care wherever you are. You need to do anything you can do to get us an email today. Am I right, Renee?
Get
us an email today with a photograph and the name of your man so that we can pray for him. And on January the 24th, guess what? Pastor Bryant himself, backed up by all of us, are going to be lifting up those men on live streaming internet.
Yes, God.
Over the world. Family, you ought to give God some glory for that. You ought to give God some glory for that. I'm telling you, the power of God is going to come down. And let me tell you this, it's not just men we're praying for in this segment, but also watch this. You want to know another community that matters? What about our veterans? Now you got to thank God for the veterans.
Yes, God.
If you are a veteran and you're watching us today, I want you to lift your hands. New Birth is praying for all of the veterans. Every veteran that's out there, I want you to do the same thing. rsailor@newbirth.org. If you send us an email with a picture of yourself in your service attire, whether you served in the Army or the Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Reserves, whatever form of service, we want you to know New Birth loves you, and we appreciate you. And on Sunday, February the 12th, I believe that's what the date is. These are all dates in our New Birth Manifesto. Our church is going to be doing nothing but honoring veterans.
Wow.
So we're going to start the prayer today, and we're going to keep the fire burning all the way until February 12th so that the Lord, watch this, can give you back some of the good service you gave to us for all those years.
Amazing.
I believe the Lord is able to do that.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The Lord is able to do that.
He is.
I believe the Lord is able to pour back into those who've given selflessly to others and that your best days are still ahead of
Come
you.
On now.
Now, family, let me ask you to do something. Since I'm a man and Deacon Howard's a man, We're going to kick off the prayer for men and veterans. How about that? All right? In fact, I'll pray for men. We'll pray for men. I want to ask you, Sister Renee, if you'll pray for our veterans, okay? Come on, let's create an environment where the power of God can fall. Let's bless his name. Let's lift him up. You keep typing your prayer request. As we see your prayer request, they're going on this wall, and this radical prayer team is praying. God, we love you today. God, we honor you today. And for every man who's connected to this church, we believe in the name of Jesus that his destiny is protected, that goodness is preserved, and that his life shall not be snuffed out. Police brutality, joblessness, underemployment, sickness, addiction, none of the wiles of the devil are going to touch our men. We pray today in the name of Jesus that your power and your grace would be sufficient to handle all of these things. We pray today that for every man's name who's listed in the chat, and I see the names, keep the names coming in. Thank you for sending these names. All of the people who are in the chat today, I pray, God, that you would begin to cover every single one of them. William Frankel, who is in Honolulu, Hawaii, we are praying for you. For Candace, who is in Boston, your brother. We are praying for your brother. For other persons who are around the country as the names continue to roll in, God Almighty, we pray that you would put a hedge fence of protection around our men.